Let's pray. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We are now, Lord, as we've all gathered together, it's all about you, Lord. It's not about me. It's not about the church. It's about what you have done in this body called Calvary Chapel. Lord, you have filled us, sustained us, provided for us, led us, guided us, helped us for 25 years in this place. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Oh, Lord, thank you for another 25 years, if you should tarry. Now, Lord, I give thanks for everyone that's present, and I give thanks for these men that I love with all my heart. Lord, now bless the rest of this time, and all that we do, may Jesus be glorified. And it's his name we pray, and the church says, amen. Amen.
I figured out that joke. You know, some of what he said is true. But I know now that, you know, they did let us go. They left us alone. They looked and said, well, you guys can take off. And I know it was the legion of angels behind us that they were able to see that were protecting us, because they protected us. My name is Steve Chavis, and most of you know me and my wife and my kids started attending this Calvary Chapel Fort Worth in 1998. I was thinking back on all the memories and all the changes that have happened, just all the things that go by day by day, but they're just special things, like that weeping willow tree that was out in the yard, and the parking lot used to be dirt and mud and kind of rough. That cafe used to be a little gym. The children's wing is just so awesome as it's been built. And we watched the youth grow up, and they were little kids when we started coming. Now they're raising their own kids, and it's just amazing to see how God's faithfulness has been with this church. We've had baptisms here. We've had baby dedications. We've had weddings, funerals. People have been sent on their way in their ministries, and we've been able to pray for them. We've been able to just stand up here in front and pray for people day, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and watch God work. It's been amazing. The different ministries that have sprung up through Calvary Chapel, the LNFI, the missions, radio, the live streaming. We've been able to go in outreach into Africa, India, Mexico, and many people have come, many people have gone. And many memories have been made here. Friendships have been made that will last for a lifetime. And this has become a church that is really watching out for each other. We pray for each other. We support each other. Hebrews 10:23-25 says, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. And as we do that, the rest says, for he is who promised is faithful. And as we hold fast our confession of faith, God is faithful. And then it says, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and do good deeds, not forsaking our own assembly together as is the habit of some, but faithfully following this church and stimulating one another to love and good deeds, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day is drawing near. You know, we need to continue to just encourage one another, move forward. 25 years have come, 25 years have gone. But we need to move forward. God is faithful, and he'll continue to lead and guide us. Pastor Bill has always said we need to go with the goers, and it's been an honor and a privilege to serve along you all as the goers of this church. We know we can trust the promises that he has for us, because he is faithful. I'm very thankful to Pastor Bill for being the faithful servant that God has called him to be in leading this church for 25 years and continuing to move us forward. It's just awesome to see how God has worked, never forgotten us, always kept his hand on us, has been faithful, and just that how love never fails. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Paul Koo, and God is faithful, isn't he? We started coming here, my wife and I and my family, in 2004. But before that, I was in the military. So with a nomadic lifestyle like that, I have never been in a church more than two and a half years. And I had two prayers when I retired. Was one, find a job I can stay in Texas. And the other was to find a good church. And God answered both those prayers. This has been a great fellowship. And like Steve talked about, we have seen beautiful things happen here. We've seen marriages, baby dedications, seen people saved, people restored to the Lord. But we've also seen tragedy. We've seen the death of old and young. I've been in memorials and by gravesides of old and young. And then we've seen struggles within our body. But through it all, God is faithful. And you know, I started reflecting on, you know, 13 years of coming here, what made this church so special? It's because the head of this church is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is at the forefront of everything we do. And I tell you, you know, Pastor Bill's been such a dear friend to me. And we have wept together. And we've prayed together. But I'll tell you, if you want to see an example of what a godly servant, just look to Bill and Becky Quinn. Faithful, steadfast, always with the Lord at the forefront. You know, Pastor Bill's heart is for those who are lost. If you don't know the Lord, he wants you to know salvation. If you've fallen away from the Lord, he wants you restored. But we just, you know, it's been a great, great time for me. And I love these guys that I serve with on the board, because I know every time we're meeting, it's always we go to the Lord and we just seek his guidance, because it's all about Jesus Christ. So God is great. God is so faithful. Through God's mercies, we will not be consumed. Because through his compassions, they fail not. His mercies are new every morning, for great is his faithfulness. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Scott Bates, and for those of you who don't know me, my lovely family and I attended here for 17 years. We moved down to Houston. I'd have to say that's probably the worst day of my life as well. We had the opportunity to serve in the children's ministry, and it wasn't very long before we were going here that we got involved in the children's ministry. It was one of the best things that's ever happened to me in my whole life. I had two children that were born while we were attending this church. My daughter's now 14 years old, Emily, and my son's Jacob, and he's 17 years old, and they're doing quite well. And I remember talking about Emily crawling through the hall. But I also want to share with you one of the best memories that I've ever had, and we discussed it a couple of times already, and that was the dedication of the children's wing. If you know Pastor Bill, you know that a lot of his focus is on the children here at this church, which is wonderful. They're the future. And as we had the opportunity to see many of them come through and grow up, you are the future, and you're now leading this church in so many ways, and it's wonderful to see. And to see you again. It's great. When we did that, we decided that it was important for, to have a child up here to be a part of that dedication ceremony. And I had this great honor of bringing my daughter, and she stood right here. And we talked about all that God had done and how he had provided for the funds to build that church and the tail of the fishes. And then we just asked her to pray. It was one of the most beautiful and sweetest, most righteous, wonderful things that I've ever been a part of, and had it on tape, and Herb sent it to me, and it's just absolutely wonderful. That was one of the greatest memories that I had. So there's so many great things that have happened here, talking about Love Never Fails, the camps that we went to over at Camp Carter. How great was that? I remember sitting right over there in that corner one night with a youth event here, and the Holy Spirit just came over me and broke me down like I'd never been broken down before, and it was wonderful, wonderful. So I've done Ironmans, and I've done marathons, and I've done all these crazy things. I could tell you, there's nothing feels better than sitting over there in that chair and the Holy Spirit coming over you. I remember finishing Ironman and going, that's it? That's it? I want to go back here. I want to go back over here to that place, and I want to feel that again. I want to be taken over like that. So there's so many wonderful things that have happened here. But as Paul says, there's a lot of other things that have happened here that have been really tough. And so the word that God gave me this morning was about the fact that all of us really also have tough times, including me right now. We've seen children pass away unexpectedly here in the youth ministry. We've seen a lot of family struggle. We've seen a lot of heartache, a lot of sorrow, a lot of pain. And that's why God's brought us together here to love each other, care for each other. And the whole time I was here, that was it. And I miss it. You don't know how lucky you are to be here. As we went to Houston, we looked for a place like this, and we didn't find it. You're lucky. God says in John 16:33, and this is Jesus talking to his disciples right before he's about to go do the thing that makes all the difference in the world and the reason that we're here today. He says to his disciples, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." It's going to be okay. In the world, you will have tribulation, as we all have. If you're not having it now, you will. If you're perfect, you're not. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome your sin. I've overcome it all, your sorrow, your pain, your heartache, because I have overcome the world. So God has been faithful to Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, for 25 years. But his faithfulness does not stop now. It is everlasting. How great is that? It won't be long, and then we'll all be somewhere else besides here in heaven, and it'll be everlasting, and his faith will be there forever. And the cornerstone of the church has meant everything in my life for the last 20 years of my life here, and that is that love never fails, because it doesn't. And I can't tell you how many times daily that comes back to me and gives me peace and hope and comfort. So I wouldn't do justice to this whole thing if I didn't look over at Bill and Becky and tell you how much you've blessed me and my family, and how much I just truly love you. I remember the night that I was invited to come be on the board, and you and Mike and others laid hands on me, and how humbled an honor I was to have the opportunity to serve with you. May all the glory and all the honor and all the praise go to Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, it really is a joy to be here this morning with you guys, and this church means so much to me. And I know that all of you are just like we are that are on the board. We love Bill, and we know you do too. That's the reason why, that's what drew you here. But Bill just taught us a lot about the Lord. And really I think about just as I got to greet some people that I hadn't seen in a while. And I wouldn't even, when I first started coming here, I didn't feel comfortable hugging anybody. For whatever reason, it's probably the way I was brought up, but I just, I don't know if I ought to get that close to anybody, especially a woman. and so Bill worked that out of me pretty quick. So I'm always grateful for that. That he's done. And being in the jail ministry is really been a wonderful thing for me, and I like to tell a story. This happened back when we were over on the west side. We had a young couple come, they were from California, and they come and they were saved, And this young couple had five kids. The oldest one was about seven, and the youngest one was a baby. And so, you know, and we just loved them. The whole church just loved them. But the Lord really worked on him. And he had some kind of a charge against him in California, and he felt like he needed to go get that straightened out. So he went and turned himself in down at Tarrant County. In Tarrant County, they worked with him for a while. Then they said, "Oh, we can't find anything. There's nothing here for you, you know." And so they sent him home. Well, a couple of weeks later, a week or so later, I don't really know exactly the exact time. I don't remember. And that's not the only thing I don't remember either. They did. They come and picked him up. And then, of course, Bill gets a call. And then, of course, I'm doing the jail ministry. And what he does, he has to serve a year at Tarrant County Jail. And Bill calls me and says, "What can we do?" I said, "Bill, I can tell you the first thing that's going to happen. That family's going away. He's going to be in that jail for a year. And that family's going away. We can't do anything about his legal problems. But we can take care of that family." And Bill said, "Yes, that's exactly what we'll do." And so we got together with the rest of the church, and a lot of you people were involved in that, what we did for that family. And this isn't something that's going to last a week or two. This is a year-long process. Me and Bill, we did a lot of things. We fixed washing machines. We did other things that, you know, that you're going to have to do when a guy's gone. Becky and the ladies, man, they took care of those kids. They, when Christmas time, school starting, they all took them, got them new clothes. I want you to know, you guys took care of that family for a whole year. They never wanted, as far as I know, for anything. And what a privilege it was when I would minister to him, that when you're ministering to, you know, his family is being taken care of. And most guys, when they get out of that jail, they don't have anything. Just hopefully in winter, because you won't have a coat, you won't have anything. But this guy, when he got out of that jail, he had his whole family intact because of you guys. And I think that it just all comes from this little sign back here, that if you know anything, if you've been here very long, you know 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8, love never fails. And you guys did that for that family. And I'm so pleased to have been part of it. Thank you.
You know, that family that Mike's just told the story about, you know, when we moved from the west side, remember they came over here as well? And a few years later, God called them into full-time ministry. So God is good. Amen. You know, I'm just going to read a short scripture, and then we're going to do a couple of other things, if you don't mind. But, you know, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, you may turn there if you have your Bibles, chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Just be there just for a second. Paul talking to the church at Corinth, and we know that church had a lot of problems, but we're not going to be discussing that. We want to move down to verse 5, where Paul makes an incredible statement. He says, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave," the Lord, "to each one." So Paul is saying to them, he says, listen, we're not anyone. You know, Paul says, who are we? Don't ever magnify us. Don't ever magnify anyone in the pulpit. Amen?
That's right.
a pastor should always point the sheep to one person, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? So that's why Paul, he was saying, listen, don't focus on men. Focus on our great high priest who is always faithful. Amen? Now, and he goes on and he says, I planted. In other words, he was the one who plowed. He was the laborer. I planted. Apollos watered. But God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is what? Anything. He's not anything. Or he who waters, again, but God. It's God that does everything because he's the faithful God. It says, but God gives the increase. In other words, he causes everything to grow. All we have to do is be obedient and just do what the Lord says. So just like I said in the first service, it's not really important who stands in this pulpit, but what is important is whoever stands in this pulpit when I'm gone and today. What's important is that God is using that person. You see, that's all that matters. And because, see, if we just plow, if we just water, we keep doing what God tells us to do. When God stands next to us, the faithful God, we cannot fail as we submit to him. Amen? That's exactly what Paul was saying. He says, now he who plants and he who waters are one. We're all one together, loved one. And each one will receive his own reward according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers or co-workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. Not talking about brick and mortar, but again, all of us. You know, every color, every race under heaven. Thank God for that. And according to the grace of God, which is given me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. Another builds upon it. But let each one take heed how he builds upon it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That is a true word. And he is the shepherd of this church. You know, we have the privilege of being co-laborers together and with the Lord. We are his ambassadors. We're ambassadors for Christ. All that we have to do is just keep laboring, keep plowing, keep watering, keep sowing, and then God will simply do the rest. I've always known that whenever God plants something, it doesn't fail. It bears fruit. And that's exactly what has happened during these last 25 years. And you know, 25 years ago, this was, matter of fact, the first sermon I preached. And you thought I was getting the tambourine, didn't you? So you know what I did? I stepped down and I had this right here, and there was only 13 people. I mean, you know, it's like it was a crowd. You know, we were freezing because of the building we thought had heat, but it didn't have any heat, and it was a cold, cold February, and that building was all concrete, if you know what I mean, stone and so forth. So we would stand, Andy, do you remember how we'd stand over by the vents in the floor like we're getting warm, but we were shivering, you know? And I said, there's 13 people here. And I said, we have 33 chairs, and we had to borrow those 33 chairs. We don't have anything, nothing. We have $100, and that's what I just put in the plate. We didn't have a pulpit. We didn't have, matter of fact, the music stand was my pulpit for, I think, the first 6 months. And then I said, people probably think we're just an ugly bunch right now. And what I did, I pulled out this right here, Steve. You like that kind of stuff, don't you? Yeah. That's ugly, isn't it? Is that ugly, Crystal? You want that, don't you? No. You know what I mean? Oh, she's going, why are you doing this to me? Do you know what that is? You don't know what that is? Oh, let me go to the smart side. What is that? A root? Well, that's pretty close. You see, actually, this is a beautiful, incredible flower. It's a bulb. And I said, here's what we're going to do. This is what people may think of us. Who are you guys on the corner? You know, seven little cars parked out there. And you know, but God, I said to the church, I said, listen to me. God is faithful. He is faithful. And what we're going to do is we're going to plant this ugly thing called us that everyone thinks is never going to make it, doesn't have any potential. And if you looked at me back then, you'd say, and you don't have any potential for sure. And I said, we're going to put it in the ground and water it. And we're going to let God give the increase. We're going to love people. We're going to care for people. And that's exactly what we did. And as we planted it 25 years ago, I want you to watch a video, if you don't mind. This is a history. It's not about where everybody's included. This is just, it was finished actually last night. I didn't even see what was put together. This is a history of Calvary Chapel from the very beginning. It doesn't cover everything at all, but just a minute part to give you an idea of how far God has brought us. Amen? So let's dim the lights and let's watch the video.
Calvary Chapel began out of a home fellowship in 1992 in the living room of Pastor Bill and Becky's home. Then one night before their first service, Pastor Bill received a word from the Lord on how to found the church. You will build this church under 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails. On February 21st, 1993, Calvary Chapel had their first service in a building that Roger William, owner of Jack William Chevrolet, let them borrow.
Actually borrowed 33 seats from a friend and for our very first church service, and we had 13 people that attended. And some of them, of course, are still here.
Early 1993, Paul and I looked at the Saturday afternoon newspaper. There was a small ad with a small photo of a dove and a phone number inviting all to come to Calvary Chapel. We called the number, and Pastor Bill answered the phone. I asked him about the church, and he said, yes. He invited us to come to his home that particular Friday evening, which we did, and that was 25 years ago.
Calvary Chapel has been my home for 25 years. It has been an experience that I'll never forget. It's been family, it's been home.
And I have been coming to Calvary Chapel for about since I was 8 years old.
And I have been attending Calvary Chapel Fort Worth since I was 9 years old.
We came to Calvary Chapel Fort Worth when I was about 16 years old.
And I started coming to Calvary Chapel in 2009.
And I have been here at Calvary Chapel since 1999.
And we've been coming to Calvary Chapel Fort Worth since August 2017, so about 6.5 months.
Within 2 years, Calvary Chapel outgrew the facility by more than 100 people after starting with only 13 members.
Went to Calvary Chapel, they were meeting at Chapin Road the first time, and Pastor Bill was actually leading the praise and worship. And the Lord spoke to me through a song. He was leading Exalt the Lord Our God. That's when the Lord spoke to my heart that this is our family church and we're going to stay here. And it was a huge blessing ever since.
The church continued to grow and they soon moved to their new facility in Diamond South in Haltom City.
We were renting it at first and the Lord opened up a door where we could actually purchase it. And one very neat thing about this church is that we're a debt-free church.
Pastors Bill and Becky have always had a heart for children.
He's always had a ministry or a vision for a hand-up ministry. So years ago, this ministry started with Dayton Square Outreach, a low-income project, and our church just started reaching out to the less fortunate.
Using the apartment clubhouse for a meeting place, they fed children, helped with homework, and studied the Bible with them. The teachers and team taught 3rd through 5th grade students 4 days a week.
One thing I do remember from the very beginning, we taught them the Love Never Fails Creed. And the kids, we'd have them memorize it, and they loved to recite it. And if I could say it, it said, I'm here for a reason. I have a God-given purpose. I'm a world changer. I will not be silent. I will not give up or let up. I will show the world that love never fails.
Birdville Elementary heard of the LNFI team's success with children and asked them to start an after-school program at their school. As other schools heard of their success with at-risk children, LNFI started more after-school programs in the Fort Worth Independent School District. In 2005, LNFI Mission went to Meru, Kenya to establish an orphanage for children. They fed and cared for 430 children a day until the military intervened, saying that unless LNFI gave them a $10,000, their missionaries Roger and Kathy Chesbro would be arrested and taken to jail. Roger and Kathy fled to Uganda. LNFI lost everything in Meru, Kenya. 2009, LNFI missions went to Reynosa, Mexico, and partnered for a few years with Sister Elma Fonseca, the founder of Casa Hogar Mami, an orphanage for children. Missions work at Calvary really caught fire after Stephen Carroll Chavez became the missions directors. They did a great work at Casa Hogar Mami. Under their leadership, team after team went to Mexico to build and furnish over 14 houses for precious families who had no home.
They live in that area, so they know all the families, and they know the ones that have the most needs. So they choose the ones that are really needy, and they're the ones that will get the house. And our goal also is to share the gospel with these people, and even the people through the neighborhood. You know, every time we go back and visit those families that we have built for in the past, and we've built relationships with them. We shared the gospel with them. Many of them have been saved.
In 2016, Stephen Carroll and the mission team began working with another orphanage in Camargo, Mexico.
That has about 14 kids. They are incredible kids that have, we've been there for 2 years, and they have just made a huge difference in the last 2 years.
They worked on remodeling the buildings and spent time loving the children. Now they are exploring another orphanage in Mexico. More on that later. Knowing the heart of God and the needs of the children, Calvary Chapel took a step to build a kids' facility, a place where children can grow in the Word. Construction began in the summer of 2008.
Sets up an account for their child, and they take their children to their appropriate classroom. Our classes, first through fifth grade, they all do praise and worship together, and then they break off into their own classrooms. Then they all rejoin each other and play a game to reiterate that day's lesson, and parents pick them up from the worship center using their kid check badge.
In the nursery, we take babies from newborn to 2 years old, and we just comfort them, take care of them while their mom is going to service, and try to make the mother know that their baby's taken care of. And we have a little Bible lesson. The kids get to find a picture of Jesus in the Bible, and they learn about the things that God's made. We make that very interactive with singing and clapping, and the kids take to it really well.
Miss Becky is someone who is so, so dear to my heart. She has served in the nursery for so many years, and so I've gotten to really get to know her. And because of Miss Becky's willingness and faithfulness to serve every single week, my children, who are very reserved and shy, became comfortable in their class. And
the way that he ministers just to his flock, but especially to the kiddos too. I know, like, Becky, how awesome she was and how she still serves and was serving the little ones at that time, and still will see our kids who obviously aren't in the little kids anymore. They've graduated, most of them, and in high school, and she still reminds them, hey, I changed your diaper and I've done this and you better watch it because I'm still watching you. Being in the youth ministry, so that's 6th grade through 12th grade, and like we said, we've been doing that about 5 years. And to be youth ministers, it's an awesome blessing from the Lord. There are roller coasters. Those kids have their ups and downs, but it's awesome to be there for both of them. Watching them, we've got to see kids start off in the youth worship team and now in the sanctuary worship team, and just to watch them grow in the knowledge of the Lord and to see them making a difference now as we've seen the kids grow up has just been such a blessing. And to see them come through these hard times that youth are going to go through, it's a tough world that they're in, and the challenges that they face, just to let the Lord be there to help us guide them through these times has just been an incredible blessing for all of us.
Pastor Bill has been the voice of Calvary Chapel on radio station K KDKR 91.3 FM for 17 years. In 25 years, Calvary Chapel had seen God's faithfulness in all generations, from baby dedications, baptisms, adult ministry, and building solid marriages. Also in ministries such as adoption support, Grace Connection, ladies' Bible studies, men's fellowship, share groups, and women's fellowship.
The most important thing about the 25th of this month is what we're celebrating. It's not about me. It's not about all the servants. Thank God for them. But it's really about the faithfulness of our Lord.
I know that we're celebrating God's faithfulness for 25 years. But I think that it's pivotal that we say that it's because of Pastor Bill's obedience unto the Lord and the guidance and the wisdom that he truly seeks from God.
How much love never fails. I've learned to apply that in my life. I've seen it up here through hard times, through good times, through difficult times, through growth, that Pastor Bill lives by. Love never fails, and that's the heart of our Heavenly Father. And
just felt the love, people just very welcoming, very loving. From the moment we walked in the first door till we left, everybody just wanted to make sure they said hi.
The oldest grandson, he went home to be with the Lord when he was 17 due to an automobile accident. And Pastor Bill, he was there with us in the emergency room that night, and it was late at night, but he came right away, and he stood with us in our darkest hour. So, I mean, we're so grateful that we have a pastor who's not only a tremendous teacher, preacher, but also has a pastor's heart.
Pastor Becky she's always been a part of the children. She works in the nursery now. She always pours out her heart as a woman. She's just always been there. She's my children lover. My grandchildren have gotten to know her also, and she's faithful. She stands behind Pastor Bill, and it's just been awesome to see the love that she has not only for Pastor Bill, but for this church and the congregation of this church.
Pastor Bill would say on this monumental 25th anniversary celebration of our church that it's not about him. But we all know that Pastor Bill is not only the voice of Calvary Chapel. He's not only the face of Calvary Chapel. He's not only the shepherd of Calvary Chapel. He is the very heart of Calvary Chapel. And he demonstrates love never fails daily. And with his example of love never fails, we as a church body are able to take that forward daily in our lives as we represent our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor Bill, Miss Becky, thank you for your faithful service. We love you and appreciate you dearly.
Happy 25th anniversary.
Pastor Bill's 25th anniversary.
Happy 25th anniversary.
Happy 25th anniversary, Calvary Chapel.
Happy anniversary, 25th.
Happy 25th anniversary.
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 Happy 25th anniversary, Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth.
In all these years, we know that love never fails. Thank you, Calvary Chapel, for celebrating 25 years of God's faithfulness.
The church board had to pay a lot of money for those people to say those kind words. And, this is one of the most uncomfortable moments in 25 years that I've ever had. As most people, the ones that know me, know how that is overwhelming for those kind of words to be spoken, which I am indeed grateful for all of that. You know, guys, I have so many incredible memories of the things that have happened here at this fellowship over the years. And I mean, the different kind of weddings. I was telling the early service that, I mean, You know, whenever you can't get into the church to perform the wedding, there's an issue, okay? And here they have 100 guests out front, and we're trying to figure out how to get into the building. So Pete, you know, he's in the back of the church. I'm in the back of the church. All the people were dressed, you know, ready to go with the tuxedos and all that stuff. So he has to get up on my shoulders, and I push him all the way up. We break into the window. It's the truth. Run around and open the door, and we all get there and get our places. The door is open, and they come right in, and they think it was just perfect. God is just so good in all the things that he does. You know, one of my favorite memories, and there's a million of them, but I just want to, I love, you know, if you were here when Danny, when he sang Harvest, my Lord, what, I mean, I listened to that song this morning, and you know, it always broke my heart, and I couldn't keep from crying every time. You know, Danny was, you know, where is Danny here this morning? Where is he at? There he is. Oh, he didn't. Bill, don't do this to me. I'm not going to call you up here to sing. Okay. But you know, the thing is that he is an incredible singer. And how every year he would sing that. We did it at Thanksgiving, didn't we, Danny? Is that when it was? What a blessing. Paula, my gosh, she's been the most faithful servant of the ladies' Bible study all these wonderful years. I mean, I could go on and on. Paula Griffith, you know, and Teresa Johnson, and at the early church, and Andy, we would be in the back, you know, and we would go pray together, and then we would go out, and everybody would have to listen to me lead praise and worship. Oh, God. That's why the church didn't work. But we had wonderful, wonderful times together. And because of all that you've done, I want to show you a graph. Just because when we planted, who would have ever thought that how God has blessed? You see all those places all over the world? Those are countries and people that listen to Love Never Fails. They tune in. They listen. There's people right now. I just got an email when I walked out from the early service from India. Do you know what I mean? And we are celebrating with you, you know, and you look at all the different places and all the Ethiopia and Kenya and all those places. And now in the last two or three Sundays, we have people that are in South Korea that are now tuning in. I mean, Russia, all over the world, Israel, all because of that planting of that seed 25 years ago. Who in the world would ever thought, why did they even tune in? No, come on. I mean, hello, look at this. Do you understand? God is using each and every one of you, and I'm so thankful for all that the Lord has done. I'm thankful for the staff. I am thankful, dear Lord, for the people that labor with me, the board, all everyone, and for you as well. You know, but I'm really thankful for this lady that I know who has for nearly 40 years stood by my side and never left it. And matter of fact, I had a special, there she is. And you know what's so funny? You're still just as beautiful. It was, we didn't know it, but about a year and 6 months after that, we entered into full-time ministry. The Lord has blessed it. And you know what you don't see there is she's wearing a Christian t-shirt, and it's pink trimmed and so forth. I never have forgotten that. And on the front, written across it, it says heaven. And that's exactly what it's been for me. Father, we indeed now give you thanks for all the sheep of your pasture, those who, oh Lord, how wonderful it is to love them. And how easy they are to be loved. I thank you for their faithfulness, Lord. I thank you for the board. I thank you for the people that just pray for me. And Lord, but I thank you for your faithfulness. Indeed, the things that you have done in my life, Becky in my life, Lord, in this church, never have we done without. Never has this church suffered in any way, Lord. Your faithfulness is higher than the heavens. We love you. We praise you. We dedicate this 25th year all to you, all to our Savior Jesus Christ. And Lord, bless the food back there now that we're about to partake of, and bless everyone in this place in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. God is good. Let's stand up. Amen.